You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. On the 5th of July, 1946, not too long after the end of the Second World War, a French automobile engineer turned fashion designer named Louis Riard invented a revealing two-piece swimsuit, which he called the bikini. Riard and his company went on to create bikinis for decades, until its passing in the mid-1980s, when the brand went dormant. This week, we meet Richard Emmanuel, a Scottish entrepreneur, on a mission to revive Riard to its former glory. He shares how he did it.
The history and heritage of the Riard brand is really interesting and fascinating. It was Louis Riard who invented the bikini, which he presented to the world in July 1946. But to reverse back to the kind of the history of how he got to that point, was he was originally an engineer, a designer, and his mother owned a small boutique in the 13th arrondissement in Paris, doing swimwear, resort wear. And as she aged, he got more involved in the business. So really through the 1930s, he took the business over and began to develop this Riard brand. From the end of 1939, beginning 1940, we had the start of the Second World War and the horror and destruction that was to come. From June 1940, you had the occupation of Paris, occupation of France by the Germans. So unless you had a business that was providing essential goods or services, you were out of business. And I think like many tens of millions of people, your focus was on survival and getting through those war years. So come the end of 1945, like many millions and tens of millions of people, Riard was just trying to get his life back together, and his business started again. He had very limited resources, very limited funds. And I guess he was thinking, what can I do that would have impact to get my Riard brand noticed and get selling swimwear and resort wear? So he came up with the idea of a two-piece swimwear costume, where you could see the woman's navel for the first time, and that was seen as somewhat scandalous and risque. They had difficulties getting models, I think, because it was just seen as so extreme. I mean, as I say, this is 1946, and I guess seeing a woman's navel at the time was somewhat scandalous. So he found it quite difficult to get the first model to wear the bikini, which he ultimately did. It was a young woman called Micheline, who was 19, who wore the first bikini. After the war, the Americans were testing the atomic bomb in the Bikini Atoll Islands in the South Pacific. So that's where the name bikini comes from. Riard felt his invention would be an explosion of change and liberation and freedom and sexual revolutions for women, and that's why he called his wondrous new invention the bikini, which he presented to the world on July the 5th, 1946. So literally 10 months after the end of the war. And I think why it had such impact was we can only imagine the kind of horror and destruction of those war years and what people went through. And I think here was just something, it was light, it was fun, it was sexy, it was kind of frivolous. And I think it just caught the imagination at the time, which was why the bikini just became the kind of generic term for two-piece swimwear or swimwear in general. People loved it. I think the fact we're talking about this today, you know, just over 70 years later. Micheline received over 50,000 letters from admirers. This is the Micheline being the first model ever to wear a bikini. This was obviously pre-social media and digital. And it just had great impact and great energy. And Riard was quite the marketeer. The first bikini, the fabric was actually newsprint because he believed this would be a kind of media story, news story. I mean, someone does that today, I guess it's a little bit lame or done before, but to be thinking that way, 70 years ago, 10 months after the war, you had some vision and some marketing flair. I've always been in business. I started my first company when I was 20. in the telecom and cellular industry. I was born in Glasgow and brought up in Glasgow, so I opened a small retail store selling mobile phones at the time. This is 1993. And that business grew from really myself as a sole trader, one person knocking on doors, to a company with 1,000 people and 160 locations within 5 years. So as a young business person, a young owner-manager, that was quite a ride and quite an experience. 7 years ago, my first child was born, my daughter, and then a couple of years later, my son. And at that point, it was nice not to work just as hard as I'd all worked through the last 20 years of my life. And it also gave me time to think about what I wanted to do, what I hoped that I could do. And I love being in business. I love being part of a business. I love being part of a team. I love the kind of creative process. But I really wanted to find a business where the very essence of what the company did is kind of raison d'être, connected with me. So when I came across the rare opportunity and this wonderful history and heritage, it just instantly resonated with me, and I was just very excited. That's really taking me on this journey to bring this wonderful brand back after a 50-year absence. I think these days it's really an obsession over your product. Your product can't just be a little bit better, particularly when you're in a competitive market. It needs to be a lot better, and you need to demonstrate to consumer why it is better and that they believe and appreciate that. There's a lot of interest, a lot of excitement around the brand. I think this hook of the brand that created the bikini, this wonderful kind of history and heritage, the fact the first bikini was, you know, newsprint. People are very interested in what we're doing. There's been a lot of kind of engagement with the brand. But we can't wait just to kind of get started and really begin to grow and develop Rayar over the next years.
Richard Emmanuel there, the entrepreneur who's revived the classic Parisian swimwear brand Rayar, inventor of the bikini. Eureka's back next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode was edited by Toby Hammond and Weidong Lin. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.